news all the time. This is 1010 Wins. You give us 22 minutes, we'll give you the world.
Good morning. This is 1010 Wins News Flash for Monday, July 1st, 2019. I'm Lee Harris. Here's what's happening. The weather got very nasty very fast yesterday. A woman drowned off Fire Island and a driver was killed by a falling tree in Fairfield County, Connecticut. And a woman was badly injured when high winds blew down scaffolding in Park Slope. Sunday's Pride Parade, said to be the biggest ever in New York. There was a World Pride closing ceremony in Times Square, and Madonna played Pier 97 to mark the 50th anniversary of the Stonewall Uprising. Hundreds of people have been lined up for days outside the Carpenters Union headquarters in Hudson Square, hoping to get a good job. Most of 14th Street was supposed to turn into a dedicated busway effective today, but a judge issued a temporary restraining order on Friday preventing that. This in response to a lawsuit challenging the plan. President Trump's back at the White House after his surprise visit to North Korea. He became the first sitting U.S. president to cross the border into the North to meet with leader Kim Jong-un. The president later tweeted he and Kim have agreed to resume stalled talks on denuclearization. The New York Public Library, to mark the 4th of July, will open an exhibit today displaying one of the four surviving copies of the Declaration of Independence written in Thomas Jefferson's hand. 1010 Wins AccuWeather, lots of sun today with a high of 85. For live and local news, 24 hours around the clock, just say play 1010 Wins.